In Memphis basketball, as a player, we were wondering when it would come, when would the wing arrive, and he has arrived in the name of PJ Carter. He was actually a transfer from UTSA, was signed to Rice in the offseason and did not report for classes. And that's why he was able to get flipped, and that's exactly what happened here in this case. 6'5", 31 games last year, 9.5 points a game, 40% from three, 52 of 129. So, you know, if you look at sort of what, you know, UTSA used him as, he was definitely a, you know, off of a screen, spot-up shooter, you know, off the catch. You know, that's how, so I think that's fantastic. And it's really a lot like Kobe Rogers, right? Like, that's kind of feels like Kobe, although maybe his was a little bit more sort of off the dribble. I'm just sort of calling this anecdotally.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, Kobe had the ball in his hands a little bit more.
Yeah, I want to tell you that Penny said he's one of the best off-dribble shooters, yeah, long-range shooters in the country.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of a different look here with P.J. Carter. You can run, mm-hmm, some stuff for him, and you certainly have the bodies there with Musa and Dame Danger and Tyreek Smith. So it's some much-needed A, shooting, because you didn't have enough. I mean, it was just going to fall to Kobe Rogers and Nick Jordan. That was not enough. So now you have another credible three-point shooting threat in P.J. Carter, who – you know, listen, he is not a, you know, he didn't go to Iowa State, he didn't play in the Big Ten or anything like that, but he did do it in Division I. This is not some call-up. You're not talking about a JUCO guy. Because the last thing I'd really want to do at this point in the game is say, you know, Chipola College, you know, shot 41%. Like, what the hell does that mean? That don't mean nothing to me. This guy actually did it at the D1 level, and you added him in July. So, I think it's fine. I think it's a fine pickup.
The fact that it is a good pickup, especially at this stage of the game. The fact that Rice had announced his signing, even though he had not made it to classes yet, and that Memphis wasn't just limiting its search,
mm-hmm,
to available, quotes around available transfer portal guys, uncommitted transfer portal guys, I think shows you how the sense of, you know, importance, urgency, say it, to get another body in here. You know, that, you know, whether it's Penny or Rick here, you know, that's it tells you how badly they feel like they need that other wing. They need more depth on the wing. It frames it for you perfectly, because again, there's, you know, you had guys that were available. This is one that's already signed. Rice had even announced him as a signed guy, hadn't reported classes. You know, the fact that you were scouring that, and you're familiar with him, you saw what he did in the AAC,
yep,
and I'm sure you had your eye on him. But the fact that you're, you know, scouring all, you know, every possibility, including guys that are signed, just shows you Penny Hardaway didn't feel like he doesn't feel like he had enough. And again, yes, shooting was a big part of it. We all said it. I mean, especially without David Jones, you were going to need more shooting in here. But, taking a signed guy from one of your conference members is as ruthless as it gets. And, yeah, hopefully he'll come in here and be a good fit for Memphis. But that's a tough one for Rice right there. I think it shows you how desperate Memphis is, or at least looks at the situation and says we need more than what we have. You know,
exactly. Because again, I mean, you could just see a world where you get zoned to death. Like, you have two guys on the court who can shoot at most, you know, and you were just going to get zoned to death. And
he had some good games in conference.
Yeah, I mean, he's a solid, dependable shooter.
27
you know?
Against Temple. He knows the AAC. You know, you're not asking him to come in here and be your focal point offensively. Obviously, he's depth. Imagine he'll be behind Kobe Rogers, and it's a good addition at this stage of the game.
That's what you need him to be, right? You just kind of need him to come in and do exactly
again
what he did last year.
If I'm, those are the pros. If I'm talking cons, are certainly things that may not work out. Well, it's another guy. It's a 1 year guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're talking stage of the game. So how many are worth adding in terms of you're hoping to have them for multiple years at this stage of the game? May not be many out there. But back to the point, it's a guy you'll be replacing again next year. And we go back to our point. This is hard. This is hard to do. And the analytics have said this is not a good formula for making the NCAA tournament. John has schooled us on that. And so it's just, again, we've talked about the ones of this class that are multiple year guys that you really like because, you know, a P.J. Haggerty maybe is doing it for you multiple years like a DeAndre Williams was. That's the way back to sort of reestablishing some continuity, and he doesn't help you there. But Memphis was in a situation desperate, obviously, to add some depth to the wing. You had to add him. It's not a multiple year guy, though, Jeff.
Right. Right.
Another one you'll have to replace.
I'll be interested. Obviously, we're so far out from, you know, from any of these preseason media votes taking place. I don't even think, you know, in terms of conference, I don't think you're going to see, like, AAC or, you know, SEC or anything like that. You know, like, you're not going to see conference. Well, there's some. There's Big 12, Big East, Big 10, SEC futures out. So.
Okay.
I don't think we've gotten AAC yet. I'd be interested, though, how the markets view Memphis. You know, Joe Lunardi has them in, but I don't think he's updated it in a while. And he's also operating under the presumption that they win the AAC as the AQ.
Right.
So, you know, that I think that's an important distinction there. It's not like he's got Memphis in as a 6 or 7. He's got him in as, you know, a 9 winning the American. but individually, there are certainly some pieces on this team that are good enough. I mean, Tyrese Hunter's good enough. He did it in Texas last year. Dane Danger was a, you know, I think that, again, there are questions with all of these guys, just like there are going to be questions with most players. Dane Danger, can you play more than 15 minutes a game? Because he's going to be a starter.
With this guy in the mix, not saying it's some huge move of the needle, but you wouldn't give the tip of the, you wouldn't sort of give the nod to Memphis over UAB at this point? Yeah, I know we've discussed there's a good possibility maybe they're co-favorites. But don't, I mean, shouldn't Memphis be the winner in the AAC? I can't look at what UAB's got with the big and what gains and say that that's better or that it should be better than what Memphis has. I mean, Memphis should be the automatic qualifier.
Right. They should,
you should
be.
Even with what you have, you should be better than UAB.
They should be.
This season.
But, you know, will they be? I think that's you know, that's what I am perpetually kept up at night about. So, but you listen, it's solid. It's not spectacular. And I think that's where it fits with the rest of it, right? Like, it's solid. You could see it coming together. You could also see, you know, it not being enough.
Maybe it was always only going to be solid as the ceiling if you couldn't get David Jones back.
Right. No, I agree with that.
How much different is it if a Kaluma's on here? A guy that you said by the end of things you didn't want anyway because he's so inefficient, especially for the price.
That's my
point.
Yes.
Once David Jones was out, how much better was it going to get?
Agreed.
Maybe the top you were going to, the ceiling was solid at that point. It was solid. That's it.
This is going to absolutely like be better than Kaluma would have been. You would have had to pay a lot more.
There you go.
As we said,
it's a better fit, at
Arthur
least from Kaluma that standpoint.
Was the most inefficient player, you know, in college basketball last year.
It wasn't going to change how you felt about this team going into next season.
No,
based on the inefficiency, you may have felt a little better
after I did some,
because you got another body.
A deep dive into Kaluma, I was like very anti-Kaluma addition, very anti, and I would have been critical of that. That would have been another case to me of, okay, you're just sort of going for the talent. You know, you're just sort of going for the shiny thing as opposed to doing the best thing for your team.
Mm-hmm.
P.J. Carter fits way more in with
Agreed.
What Memphis needs
Agreed.
Than a Kaluma.
And we said it should be more about fit this season.
I think you have to be realistic. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be realistic about what is available and what Memphis could do.
Right.
You know, they played their cards, and unfortunately they played their cards poorly. And this is sort of what you have to do now. You have to kind of deal with the situation. And so I think this is probably among the best, you know, ways they could have done that. And we'll see. I mean, credible 3-point shooter. That's it. You know what I mean? That's what you're adding. That's good enough for me. That should be good enough for Memphis. If he can do exactly what he did last year, that's what I like. Like, I don't think P.J. Haggerty can do what he did last year. That's a big sort of hang up for me. If PJ can do what he did last year, though,
he can still come down a bit and still be your leading guy.
He could.
I mean, what was it, 21 or something? 20?
Yeah.
It could still be, you know, 15, 16 on a more balanced unit.
Yeah.
14.
It'll just be different for him. It'll just be so different, and it's hard to predict how it will go. But if PJ Carter can just say, I'm going to be 9.5 on 40% shooting from three, beautiful. That's perfect, man.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to worry about it. We ain't got to say you got to do this. You got to come down. You got to go up. You just do exactly what you did last year, and we're going to be just fine.
They desperately needed a second guy.
Yeah.
Because you can't go into the season banking on Jordan to be your, you know, second best, second, you know, most efficient 3-point shooter, you know, behind Kobe. you needed this other wing. And hopefully it translates again. It's the same level. You know, and he did it against IAC competition last year.
Anyway, that's the addition, and that's the news for Memphis.